This is a Gorilla Podcast Network production.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's the Backyard Micro Show.
Backyard Micro Show. Micro Show.
We speak that word. That real.
Peace, peace, peace. Interwebians, beautiful people. Welcome back to the Backyard Mecca Show, backyardmeccashow.com on the all-new Gorilla Podcast Network. We are back with another show. Today we have a guest, special guest in the building, Miss Claudia. How are you?
Hey.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you
for being here. We're just going to get into it pretty much. I found you online, or you found me. We were trying to figure it out.
We really were. we don't know how it happened. It just happened.
Yeah. So basically we found each other through, I guess, the whole knowledge thing, the whole spirituality type of thing, because we follow similar ideologies, I guess you could say, or something like that. So I follow a lot of people and a lot of pages that, you know, teach knowledge, and you as well. So I think somehow in there we connected,
which is perfect, because, you know, like you said, like we ended up being like local and stuff like that. So it's pretty awesome.
So it's dope, man. And, you know, I saw what you were about. I saw what you post, and it resonated well with me. And that's why I have you up here, because I like the energy and the stuff that you're putting out there. So, you know, now you're here and we're going to hear your story. I kind of just want to start from the beginning. First of all, you are a community activist, an influencer. You're trying to do a lot of things, which we're going to get into. I'm going to let you talk about that. But let's talk about that. Let's start with that. We'll backtrack and then we'll keep going. What are you trying to put out there? Let the people know.
So right now my goal is to kind of like spread awareness. You know what I'm saying? To kind of like make people think. Okay. You know, like if you see something, ask questions, like,
absolutely,
you know, about the water that you're drinking, about the air that you're breathing. Yes. Like, come on, man, like, you're alive. You only live once. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you really want to look at your life 10 years, you know, from now? And it's like, oh, you know, I should have, like, no, like, you're here. Yeah. You're in the now. Like, act now. Mm-hmm. Like, it's time. So, you know, and again, we got into so many like different subjects, but I feel like that's one thing that a lot of people aren't really like paying attention. You know, they're kind of like just going with the flow. Oh yeah, you know, I got a 9-to-5 job. I got to work. I got to do this. I want to buy a car. I want to buy this. I want to blah, blah, blah. But it's like, all right, those are all material shit. Mm-hmm. What's up with you?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
So what's up with you? What got you to start thinking like that? Because, you know, I mean, the way I always say the awakening, or my opening up my third eye, everyone goes through their own path that does that for
through
them.
Through the dark cloud and like.
And that's where you're at. Yeah. So like what, you know, yeah, let the interweblings know, let the people know. What is it?
I think I have been blessed with seeing both sides. I have been blessed with seeing how it is to be poor, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm from the Dominican Republic. I guess in comparison to a lot of people, it's not like a bad life or whatever, you know, but we grow our own stuff and stuff, and we build our houses from the bottom, you know, to the top and stuff like that. So I kind of like learned how it is to have that lifestyle. And then, you know, through that, I learned how to kind of like also like be a hard worker, that if I want something, I got to earn it. You know what I'm saying? And also it taught me how to appreciate things and stuff. But as time goes by and as you get older, your judgment gets clouded by whatever your surroundings are. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like I was so focused. You know, I have always been such a hard worker. Like I was, you know, I think that what happened, I think it was after I had my daughter, I want to say. I want to give her this like amazing life, you know. I want to make sure that I provide for her and stuff like that. And
okay,
you know, I think it has to do a lot with my mom, like, as well. She's a single mom, you know. She has always been like that hard worker, you know, providing for us, you know, but she was never there. And that's one thing. I remember growing up saying, like, damn, like, my mom, you know, I have to appreciate the fact that she's working, but she's not there. Yeah. And so I kind of started realizing, kind of like slowly, like, I started, like, noticing, like, little things that it's like, wait, I am kind of like turning into my mother. I was, you know, waking up at 6 a.m, you know, dropping off the baby at daycare. From there, I will go to my 9-to-5 job. From there, I will pick up the baby at daycare, drop her off, go to school. I would get back to the house probably like around 10, you know, and then it would be to start cleaning and start getting shit ready for the next day. And I did that, you know, for so many years and stuff. And, you know, then I got to a point where I had, you know, I already had the house, I already had the money, I already had the car, I had everything. And, you know, I came to a point where I started thinking, it's like, you know, who's real? Like, who's my actual friend? Like, why are they in my life? Is it because they actually care? Or is it because, you know, of whatever else, you know, they see some sort of benefit, you know? And so, you know, I came to be in a situation this year, I want to say, where I lost everything. And in a way, I think it was because I was kind of like, I kept on falling, but getting up, because that's me. You know, I see a problem and I'm like, all right, what's the solution? You know what I'm saying? Yes. Because I feel like that's how life should be. You can't, life is going to keep on punching you, you know, and you have to be strong enough to like get up.
Absolutely.
But I feel like I kept on getting up, but I wasn't following my path still. You know, I still thought that, you know, kind of like having a house would give me happiness. Or having a nice car would give me some sort of, like, you know, because it feels nice. It feels nice to have these things. But personally, I was making kind of like, I was doing things to kind of like make someone else happy, in a sense. Yeah, like not me. So then this year when I lost everything and I, you know, I kind of like started thinking more like about myself, like, wow, you know, I am in a situation where I need help and I'm not asking for help. And it has to do a lot with my ego. It has to do a lot with my pride, because I have always been a hard worker. And I feel like people, you know, they look up to me, you know, and you know, like, if they need some sort of advice, if they need, you know, some sort of guidance in any way, they come to me. So how is me as your guide failing? I'm failing. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, I don't have this and I don't have that.
That's a perception, though. You weren't really failing.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So then I started kind of like really like, you know, trying to do things that would give me inner happiness. So I started drawing again and writing again and just being my poor nerdy on self. And then that's when I came across a lot of the things that I came across then. And, you know, I did go through a lot of pain and, you know, I did a lot of crying and, you know, but
I think, you know what? I think that's something that is, I don't want to say normal, but it's in the path of someone who does get enlightened and wakes up from the reality of this world. Like, we all fall somehow, some way. And that's, when we get put on our ass, that's what really wakes us up. You know what I'm saying? So it's a gift and a curse at the same time. Like you said, the whole thing with your mom always working and not being there. My parents were the same way, because, you know, we didn't have a lot of shit either. You know what I'm saying? And it's like they were always working. They always had clothes on our back, food on the table, a roof over our head. I just didn't have that father-son time that I needed.
Exactly.
And even the mother-son that I needed, you know what I'm saying? So they were there, but they weren't there.
Exactly.
And you know, in this twisted reality, they're forced to do that, even though they don't want to. And now look, you said you were turning into your mom because you were almost forced to, because you had to take care of business.
Exactly.
So yeah, this, you know, this world is a little crazy when it comes to that, and the awakening is something very, very important. And real quick, you did mention that you were Dominican, so I want to give a quick shout out to my Dominican peoples out there. Yeah. I got a little soundboard here. I like to whenever I get the chance to use it, I definitely take advantage. But no, back to serious, a more serious subject. Yeah, like you fought a rise. You know what I'm saying? And it's not for everybody, like we spoke about earlier. Some people don't care. Some people know, but just they don't want to be bothered. Because, you know, it takes, you can't go backwards like we spoke about before. Once you learn this, you can't go backwards. You can't unlearn it.
You can't.
So you're either gonna live, you know, as a blind sheep or whatever you want to call it, or you're gonna go try to make the world a better place. And that's what we're doing here. That's what you're doing.
Yep.
So I kind of want to, let's move ahead a little bit. Now, you had mentioned something about a community center type of thing.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
So, you know, I wanted to kind of like create something. So I came across a situation where, you know, I feel like, in a sense, I never thought that I would be that type of person, but I feel like for a little bit I went through a little bit of depression, I feel like, and I think it was because, you know, I fell, you know, and I felt like, you know, I would go to a doctor and the way that they solve the problem is by wanting to give you pills. I have never been I am the type of person that if I have a headache, I'm like, I'm gonna take the headache.
I'm taking a nap.
Yep.
Not a pill. Yeah, exactly. I'm the same way.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not gonna just like give me a whole bunch of pills and expect for me to like just boom, like just be like, no, that's not gonna happen. So I wanted to create, you know, kind of like a community center that was dedicated to mental health and to teaching people about life. You know what I mean? How to like deal with certain shit in life, and how to like promote, you know, for you to like express yourself in a different way. Okay. You know, like go back to doing the shit that you used to do when you were like when you were a little kid. You know, like if you like exercising, all right, if that's your thing and it actually gives you happiness and you're not doing it just to, you know, show off or some shit, you know, that you're doing it for yourself, that's you. You know, one of the things that I want to do, it's also like promote hiking. You know, I have like a buddy of mine that's one of the things that he does. He's like, you know, he's like literally like almost a professional hiker. I have like a couple of other friends that they're artists, like they paint, you know, and that's kind of like what they are doing. And you know, it's kind of like I want to install like different things. Like also one of the other things that I wanted to kind of like put together is you know how I'm a vegetarian now, so.
Yeah, we're gonna get into that. We're gonna get into that in a minute too.
So it's kind of like I want to set up like a cooking class, because I didn't think that I could be a vegetarian. This shit is like a miracle, all right? So, you know, I feel like a lot of people think, you know, what they struggle with is like, oh shit, but what am I going to eat?
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell I'm going to eat. Yeah. There are so many like good things out there that taste way better, and you feel better, you wake up better, you know what I'm saying? Your skin starts changing, like your mood, like, you know, like what people don't realize is that you are what you eat, literally.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? All that frustration that those animals go through, all that, you know, fear, the like fear. All that, you're like eating you're that. Eating all that, like, and it's just facts, you know, like people in general, when they go through like a situation where they're facing a life and death situation, you feel all the adrenaline.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what these animals feel.
Mm-hmm.
That thing goes into their blood and stuff. And then, you know.
Yeah. You're eating their soul.
You're eating it.
You're eating all that.
Yeah.
And I want to get into that. I want to kind of shy away from that. I want to go back to what you're saying. So what I'm seeing, and this is another reason why I wanted you on the show, because you told me you wanted to do something like that. And I think that's amazing, because I, you know, myself, I try to work a lot with the community in any way I can.
Mm-hmm.
So from what you just said, I kind of feel like it's almost like it's a community center, but like almost a therapy.
Yes.
A therapy type of center also. So that's dope. Mixing, intertwining.
Mixing it. So it is kind of like changing the whole way of therapy. You know what I'm saying? People, we're so diverse.
Mm-hmm.
We're so different. Like the thing about the way that they're doing, you know, the whole therapy, like, you know, now and stuff like that, they have like this book and this instruction manual, and then bam, like everybody is just grouped. oh, yeah. Well, you fall into this category, so boom, like you're there. Like, no, yeah. We're not all the same. We don't all love the same thing.
I don't want to cut you off, mm-hmm. but you just touched on something I talk about all the time. Like, you got these doctors that swear they know everything, but they only know what they were taught, and they only go by that guideline.
Yeah.
They don't want to try, like, you talk about holistic mm-hmm. healing and just, mm-hmm. just energy healing or stuff mm-hmm. like that. They look at you like you're crazy mm-hmm. because they've been boxed in all their lives.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, we know why, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot has to do with control of the people.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it is also profit. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah, so. Yeah, they a lot of them refuse. Like, they know, you know, a lot of them are either scared or they mm-hmm. refuse to go that, because a lot of people, you know, and I'm sorry for using like this word. A lot of people, you know, it again, it's just the whole ego thing. Oh, no, this is the way that I was taught. Yes. And this is the way it's going to be. Is this way or the highway? But did you look beyond that instruction manual that you mm-hmm. were giving? Like, did you go out there and see mm-hmm. if there were any other ways for you to help this patient of yours? Oh, no, actually it says here that this is what I am supposed to do.
Yeah, that's the whole format of thinking. And you know, I'm sure we'll probably get into this a little later on, but it's even like religion. You know, you have these people that follow a book, but they don't go outside of certain yeah. things or whatever. Mm-hmm. But you know, we'll talk about that in a minute. But yeah, I think your idea, I think it's great. It's needed. It's needed out here. We are people. You know, everybody needs it. But we fight for a lot of black and brown stuff for people. But in general, it's for everybody.
It's for everybody.
It's for everybody. Mm-hmm. So that's a beautiful thing. And yeah, that's why you're up here. So when do you want to kind of pursue this? Like, when do you see yourself kind of putting this out there? You know what I mean? And it's, obviously, everyone has their own path they have to take and timing mm-hmm. and all that. Mm-hmm. But like, let's say a goal. What's a goal time that you would love to do something like this?
I mean, I took time off my regular job, and I feel like a lot of it, you know, a lot of the reasons behind it was because I was technically obligated. God was like, sit down, like, think about your life, do the shit that you actually love.
Yeah, yeah.
And then through that path, and that's where, you know, it led me to where I am now. So I want to take advantage of this. The sooner that I can do this, the better. The only thing is that I'm, you know, my job, I'm a financial coach. You know, and I am, it's like, I'm really big when it comes to like saving money and shit like that, and using what is giving to us, you know. And so what I was thinking of doing is, since this is in regards to like like mental health and stuff like that, there are so many grants out there, so many different types of grants mm-hmm. that I can look at, so many different scholarships. I was thinking of doing like fundraisers dedicated, you know, for this and things like that, to kind of like just bring it all, yeah, you know, together. Dope. So the sooner the better. The first thing I was looking at, because initially before I met you and stuff, I was thinking of doing opening up the community center like in Bridgeport. I don't know, they have like some sort of grant or okay. whatever, since it's good like for the community and blah blah, yeah, blah. Yeah. They'll provide you like the, you know, like the space and like and all okay. that stuff, and it's just, you know, it's kind of like a way of saving money as well, because this is going to be something that, you know, I'm probably going to have to, I'm giving my time, and mm-hmm. you know, I'm probably going to have to put something into it for the well-being of everybody else.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, absolutely. That's great. And you know, you mentioned the grant stuff. That's dope, because once you learn how to do that, you could incorporate that in your center and teach other people that want to start businesses how to get exactly. their grants and things exactly. like that. So that's cool. Well, you know, I'm all for that. Like I said, that's one of the reasons I got you up here. So you definitely got the support of the Backyard Mecca Show and the Gorilla Podcast Network. Whenever you want, you can come up here and talk about it, and we can push it. And any other way, you know, we could help you out. That'll be great. So real quick, let's get into the vegetarian stuff. That's a very important subject. I myself am still, I'm more of a pescatarian. I'm still... I eat chicken still. It's hard, but I don't do pork, and I don't do like red meat or like steak no more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm almost there, but it's hard. Like, I've been telling myself for years, like, let's go. But you know, it's all when you're ready. You know yeah. what I mean? So yeah, yeah. When did you become ready?
It's a slow process. I probably have been trying to do it for 2 years or like a whole okay. year or something like that. And I have been taking things off like slowly, like sugar.
Mm.
And, you know, then it was chicken, and then it was meat and blah, blah, blah. So, but then I actually started kind of like researching a little bit more about it. So that's what led me to actually like stick to it. I started learning about what it does to the mind, what it does to the body. And then I started learning a little bit more about what these animals like go through and stuff like that. So the way that I trained, because our mind is very, very strong. Mm-hmm. You know, everything, it's really all mental.
Absolutely.
You know, you could literally make yourself be, you know, whatever it is that you want to be, you know, we are literally like creators. You can create your reality. That is just the fact.
Yes.
So, when I would go out with my best friend to the supermarket, which was like hilarious. I hate the supermarket. I told my boyfriend, you're doing the grocery shopping. That's what's going to happen because now. When we went to the supermarket, I told her, I was like, okay, so you're going to get turkey. And then she's like, well, yeah, you know, I'll slowly like do it. And I was like, all right, so enjoy eating death.
Oh, damn. Okay? That's harsh.
That's kind of like, you know, because I took it kind of like to the spiritual spiritual side of it, you know. And I was like, dude, like you're literally, you know, the whole thing in regards to that is that when we eat fruits, when we eat vegetables, they're alive.
Mm, yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? When we eat all this meat and all this other stuff, and I'm not judging everybody, I'm really not.
Yeah,
I'm not judging everybody.
I know.
But I kind of like try to like kind of like make it a little I bit get funny. It, but I was doing it for me. Yeah.
See, and that's shock value. Like, we get it because we know, but like the people that still, like, let's say eat the meat and stuff like that, and you hit them like that, they're like, oh,
like, damn.
You're shaming me. Like, I get that all the time. Like, you're shaming me. It's not
but
that
I'm
we're
like,
shaming.
No,
it's that you know what time it is. You don't want your loved ones to get sick.
Exactly. I'm
or
trying
get
to
cancer
protect you.
Or, yeah,
because it's what it is. Like, hello. Like,
it's harsh love. Hard love.
Do you think that cancer, diabetes, like all this other, like, where do you think that they come from? Yeah. It's because we are not supposed to be eating like these animals. It's like milk.
Yeah.
Most people know you're not supposed to drink milk.
Yeah. We talked about it last show. Like, lactose intolerance is not even real. Like, you're just not supposed to drink fucking milk from a baby cow.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Those are
simple
for
as that.
The baby cows. Like, what is wrong with you? Like, come on. You know, us women, you know, we were given the ability to be able to do that and for a certain amount of time, you know? So, what, like, I understand cereal and milk. It's awesome. I grew up with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, when
too.
You have no food in the house and you have some milk, and like, I understand. But there are other options. Like, the other day, I learned about freaking cashews. Like 13 cashews and a little bit of water, and boom, there's your milk. You don't taste the difference.
Cashew milk is so bomb.
I know.
Almond milk, too.
And almond milk.
You know what I just got put onto? I got put onto it, but I haven't tried it yet. Is macadamia milk.
I know.
I haven't tried it yet, but I got to go to the supermarket.
Yeah.
I said that last show, too.
I went to Whole Foods, and I was like, wait, they have cashew milk? Wait, they have almond milk?
Even rice milk. Like, I don't like the rice milk, but, I mean, there's so many other things to drink.
So many other options, you know? Like, and, you know, and I did not want to, like, touch this subject, but since we are talking about the whole vegetarian thing and things like that, I kind of, like, I saw it from all different points of views as to why I decided to be just full on vegetarian, and that's it. Mm-hmm. You know, when I took the spiritual side of it in regards to God and like and all that stuff, a lot of people were like, yeah, but that's in the Old Testament and blah, 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 and the New Testament, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, all right, so look. The reason that they did this was only because of the fact that if you believe in the whole Bible and like and all that stuff with the Noah's Ark and blah, blah, blah. At that time, there were no fruits and no vegetables, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The only thing that we were able to eat was animals.
Yeah.
Okay. So there is a reason why. But now we are in a world where we are surrounded by fruits and vegetables and so many other options.
And on top of that, back then, the animals weren't being processed and filled with hormones and
the way that they are
now. And being treated like, you know, like you said.
Yep.
With fear
they were
and
free.
Yeah, so
they were free.
it was clean and it was, you know, so yeah, it's
like it's different. So now, like, you know, and if you do read the Bible and like and all that stuff, it says that when you eat an animal, you are literally eating something that you are killing. So by killing this animal and eating it, you're eating death. So that's where I got the death thing.
Yeah. It's true.
So
you're eating something with a family, something with you know, a mate. Like, we don't think, we think because they're animals that they're less than us.
Yeah,
but
yo, no.
Life is life.
Yeah.
No matter what. You know what I mean? And
right now we're making people feel like shit, by the way.
Yeah. No, it's okay. That's listen, my interweblians and the people that listen to us, they know we speak that hard truth. You know what I'm saying? This is how I explain it. When people say, oh, you're shaming us. I'm not shaming you. It's like, it's time for us to get on this shit and wake our people up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's just the hard truth. It's like, you know, our parents, you know, they love us, but there's times they had to whip our ass when we were little. Yeah. It's that hard truth. I love y'all. So I'm trying to wake y'all up and take this clanchita, you know, take it, take this hit, this chancletazo and just understand that we're doing it with love. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So. Because in reality, you know, our intentions are extremely, extremely good intentions. Yeah. You know, we're trying to, you know, has anybody ever questioned about the fact that people don't live no longer than X amount of...
like 80 know. Years old, 70 years old.
Yeah, like, come on. Like, in my country, at least back in, you know, back in the day. I'm trying to sound like as if I'm, like, super
old. Wait, where are you from again?
Dominican Republic.
DK.
So, you know, like, back in that time, it was just, like, everything, man. Like, I'm just like boggled about the way that things are right now. Yeah. Like, I can't.
And you know, the other thing is, like, people think, oh, you think you're better than us because you know this and that. That's not it, man. Like, we don't think we're better than you at all. We just, when we learn shit that you know, makes us angry or we feel it could help the people, we're going to try to tell you. And whether it's the hard truth way or the soft way, we're coming at you. And there's a quote, and damn, I don't know. I don't have it at the top of my head and I don't want to search it, but... damn it. I think it was Che Guevara where he was like, I'm guided by, I lost it, but it's going to come to me. Anyway, it was a quote saying basically like, you know, I love you so much that I'm willing to look ridiculous and get ridiculed.
And that's
you know
what I mean? I'm doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, me too. And everybody else.
Like yeah. So. Like, I'm like, okay, I'm going to get judged. People are going to talk so much shit probably, you know, they're going to say I'm this, they're going to say I'm that, but guess what? I am probably one of the most realest person that you could come across.
Exactly.
Like, you need some shit. You need some straight up advice. You need some straight up answers. You can come to me. I'll tell you your shit in your face. Like, it's just the way that it is.
That's how it should
be.
That's how it should be.
I apologize. I prefer to have a friend who's blunt like that than to have somebody who's just a pretender. Yeah.
Like we said earlier, people are afraid of what they don't know. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's sad to me that they, you know, this day and age that people would rather have fake friends and yes men, what they call it, people that say yes to whatever you do instead of being like, yo, chill, that's not good for you, or yo, what you're doing is wrong. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm not one of those people, and if I'm gonna be ridiculed and called crazy and a conspiracy theory and a nut, well, yo, I'm here, I'm the nut. You know?
So be it.
Yeah. But like, you know, the whole vegetarian thing, like, I've been on my way trying to get there, and I think it's very important, and I also talk a lot about it, whether social media or here on the show. And I don't know. I'm glad you brought, you know, you spoke upon that because it's very important. Also, I wanted to get into the whole, I wanted your thought on this, the whole mental health type of issue a little bit, if we could just touch upon that, which, you know, you're going to be helping with your community center when you get it going. I don't know. How do you feel with everything going on with, like, you know, the shootings and all that, and you know, absolutely, they say no matter what, it's a mental health thing, or you know.
So if it is right, then they could possibly be right, because you know, like 75%, 75% of the United States of America is caused, like, the cause of death is stress.
That's crazy.
That's 75%. Stress is the leading cause for cancer, for diabetes, for, like, all this crazy stuff. Like people can go out there, because this is what I always, like, promote and say. Like, look, you don't have to guide yourself by what I say.
Yeah.
Go out there.
Yeah.
Go do it. I'm planting the seed. It's your job to keep watering the plant. If you don't do it, that's not my problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, I researched and I came across that. I was like, okay, so the leading cause of death is literally by stress. Stress causes, like, everything else. You know, and it makes sense because people who are bright, people who are smiling, people who joke, people who bring and spread that happiness, that love, and like and all that stuff. Like, I don't know if like I'm gonna knock on wood, but I could tell you I have not been sick like in probably like a good 2 years or something like that. Yeah. And it's because I am literally like working extremely hard towards doing things that I love. Yep. And making sure that even if I'm sad, I like smile, because all that, like, it's just, you know, it shoots a signal to the brain and it's like, okay, well, you know, she smiled, so something's going on.
No, that's good though. So how do you feel about in the media whenever, let's say, there's a shooting or something, right? Now when it's a black person, oh, he was a troubled youth, blah, gang member, blah, blah, blah. But every time it's a white person, it's mental health. And, you know, our black and brown people are always getting put, you know, away, locked up. Meanwhile, a lot of the Caucasian people are getting, you know, mental help or whatever. Or, you know, our black and brown people are ended up getting killed and shot on the spot. And you got a shooter shooting up a movie theater, school or whatever, you know. Yep. And they live, which is, you know, I'm not condoning death, but like there's something off balance there. And, you know, it's always mental health. What do you think about that?
Well, I feel like, and this has to do, you know, also like with black and, you know, like in Spanish people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think it has to do a lot with the way that we're raised. Mm-hmm. You know, we're, you know, we work, you know what I'm saying? Especially like, you know, like me, because I'm Spanish and I was raised, you know, with like Spanish people and stuff like that. You know, and the black friends that I have and stuff like that, you see that they're going to school and they're working in society. And then, you know, the way that they look at it is, oh, you know, like they're taking from us. Like, nobody's taking from nobody. Like, you work for what you want. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want something, you work for it. And I feel like, you know, they feel like because these people grew up in the ghetto and like and things like that, oh no, they are the way that they are because of this and this and that. Like, so don't you think that these people probably went through a worse mental situation than you did possibly? You know what I'm saying? So why wouldn't you give them the same? I mean, aren't we in a country where we're all equal?
Yeah, supposedly.
So how come it's not, you know, how come it's not equal? So, you know, that's the reason why I'm kind of like promoting this and I'm doing this, because in these places, people aren't, you know, they're kind of like fed up with being controlled and being treated a certain way and things like that. You know, and feeling like as if they are, you know, something like as if there's something like wrong with them. You know, like I feel like I've met more black people that are chill as fuck, you know what I'm saying? Than white people.
Yeah.
You know? It's like,
I mean, I'm going to agree to that. And it's, you know, it ain't no racial shit. It's just, it is what it is. Yeah, yeah. I mean, because, you know, to me, it's black and brown people, and then you got Caucasians. And we always talk about that. But yeah, like, I don't know. It's something, I don't know if it's the way we're brought up, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Our Caribbean roots or our African roots, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what it is, but yeah. And I know some mad cool-ass white people too.
Me too.
You know what I'm saying? But it, in my life experience, it still comes to my attention that, yo, there's less white people that like us or you feel comfortable with because of what they show. You know what I mean? It's just the experiences. Mm-hmm. And some people go, oh, they're racist. Nah, man, this is just what it is.
It's just the facts. Like, I hate how they try to, like, hide shit and just be like, oh, no, it's not race and blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
like,
did you,
I don't know if you noticed the video that I posted the other day.
Which one?
I posted a video in regards to how, you know, the way that society was built and stuff like that. And how if you are, you know, if you are raised in the ghetto, but you stand out, you know, whether it's your grades or whether it is whatever it is, you know, they come, they grab you out of there because they are afraid that if you stay in that, mm-hmm. environment, you're going to take over. So they take you into a different mm-hmm. environment. You know what I'm saying? Give you a little bit of money, put you in a little bit of a higher environment. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that way you can try and be like the people who you are surrounded, you know, with and mm-hmm. stuff like that. And then from there, they keep this, you know, like the ghetto as the ghetto. Yeah. And then they, you know.
Yeah, I didn't see it, but I know, yeah. I understand what you're yeah. saying. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they don't want that person to basically
yeah.
teach or others to learn from that mm-hmm. type of, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, because it goes against their whole format and how to yeah. keep everybody dormant and shit. Yeah,
yeah.
That's important, man. Mm-hmm. But yeah, with the whole mental thing, you know, like, it's just, it's a pattern. It's their format to say the Caucasian, you know, is mentally ill, you know, because that's how they, you know, in their own way, that's how they keep us, the black and brown people, like, looking, for people to look at us like we're savages, or mm-hmm. our own people to look at us mm-hmm. like we're savages, and that keeps us down. It's always like, oh, the Caucasian was mentally ill. Let's, you know, he just lost his mother, or we feel bad for him. Like, it's always sympathy for mm-hmm. them and mm-hmm. not for us. Yeah. And I just think that's totally, mm-hmm. totally wrong. And again, you know, it's nothing against white people, man. But what I stand for is, I know my black and brown people have been, you know, sleeping too long and been getting killed too long. So my focus is to help them out. In general, I want to help out everybody because I'm a loving person, mm-hmm. but my main focus is black and brown people when I do things. Mm-hmm. But again, we mm-hmm. accept everybody mm-hmm. at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. So that's why I wanted to ask you that. Because, you know, a lot of this stuff has been going on in the media with all the shootings that mm-hmm. have been going on. So yeah. I just yeah. kind of yeah. wanted to know your input on
yeah.
that.
Yeah, no, and it sucks. You know, like these situations, but I'm telling you 110%, it's like them acting up, trying to stand up for, you know, for their rights and
yeah.
and stuff like that. And I'm not saying that it's right, mm-hmm. you know, but I'm saying that, you know, maybe things need to be looked at a little bit different. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, you're going to provide, you know, a home and things like that for these people. You're going to provide food for them and things mm-hmm. like that. How about that? If they want to maintain, you know, and live in this certain environment, how about you have them go through, you know, kind of like a community center
yeah.
where they can just go and express themselves and whatever it is, you know, take out that anger. Yeah. Whatever, because that's what it is.
It's important.
All that yeah. anger, it's all that thing like building up that they don't know where to put it, and then boom, one day it just explodes. Yeah.
And even like if we look deeper into it, okay, it's the anger that people be having no matter what, right? No matter what race, what color, what culture. But what's causing it? You know what I'm saying? Is the deeper issue like where are, like, I believe, I don't know. It's weird. Like you know, people have the deeper issues. Why are they feeling like this? What did this
do with the medication
yeah, that,
and the food?
Exactly.
Everything
exactly.
that they're injecting exactly. everything with and stuff like that. It's all a game. It's all a profit.
Yeah, TV, all that, you know, all that. Movies, there's messages and all that, like mm-hmm, subconscious mm-hmm, things mm-hmm. going on. And that's just yeah. the deeper look, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And again, it's because they want that control. We talk about it all the time on the show, that they want to keep us with our back against the wall. They give us enough rope to feel like we're free.
Exactly.
And when we try to revolt after we really see fucked up shit, they mm-hmm. tighten that rope and tie yep. us back up a little bit. Yep. You know what I'm saying? That's just yep. their format. So,
yeah.
Would you like to kind of touch upon the ancestor thing a little bit?
So like in regards to like the ancestors, there are some people that still do it, like, you know, Mexico does it, mm-hmm. you know, in my country, like I was telling you, like they do it and stuff like that. And a lot of things were taken away, and kind of like switched up a little bit. And,
yeah.
and I spoke to like a couple of friends of mine, in regards to this, how, Halloween, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people probably like know this, how Halloween, if you separate the word hollow and you separate, you know, like if you put hollow on the side and then Eve, then yeah. hollow is holy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then Eve is like Christmas Eve, you know, mm-hmm. like the day before. So Halloween is the day before the holy, you know, mm-hmm. which is November 1st. So okay. when you look and you research in regards to what is, you know, all Holy's Day or like whatever it is,
yeah.
you know, back in the day, I'm talking like back like in the Celtics time, which is what we, you know, we like, you know, the world pretty much guided themselves by and stuff like that. We used to have a day where we would celebrate or not celebrate. I want to say we would honor, you mm-hmm. know, those who yes. have walked our path. Yeah. You know, the people who have, you know, been sent to do the same thing that we are doing right now. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So that day, supposedly I have no idea, or, you know, I kind of want to have a little bit more knowledge before I express.
Okay. No, that's fair. That's fair.
That part of it. But, you know, there is a reason why.
Yeah,
it was taken away. Yeah. You know that how Absolutely. That day was changed, but they left it there as a little clue. It's like, hey, so tomorrow yeah. is All Holy's Day. Now mm-hmm. you know everything in the in this world. This is
well, think about it. They have Devil's Night the night before. You know what I'm saying? So
they didn't change it for them.
Yeah, yeah
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Like there are certain things that like certain things were kept.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you look back into it, and again, I don't want to put it out there because yeah, yeah. this is like a strong subject.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I ended up finding out who it was that actually changed the date.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about it because like I yeah. told you, we talk about everything and anything on yeah. here. But when you do that research and stuff, we'll definitely get into it. But it's mm-hmm. right. You're right. It's like the Day of the Dead that they call it for mm-hmm. Many Latino and indigenous yes. countries. You know, yes. it's yeah. you know, honoring your yeah. ancestors, the mm-hmm. dead. So,
mm-hmm.
Cool. All right. You still alive?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ask your peoples. What's up? Yeah. Ask the live folks over there what's going on or something they want to talk about.
Is there anything that you guys wanted to talk about? I wanted to see if I can, because I probably would have like a lot of stuff that I could
Yeah,
probably,
yeah,
like,
definitely.
Talk
Let's
about.
Do that. That's dope. So, something different. Let's talk
I
to the
just,
live.
Thank you guys for sticking, you know, to watching the live and stuff like that. Oh, my man, it's online.
what's up?
So, babe, thank you so much for actually like staying up and stuff. I know you got to work in 3 hours.
He's a trooper.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
So, I'm just going to get off the live and then I'm going to actually look at the stuff that
okay.
I have. And stuff.
Okay, cool. All
right, babe.
Yeah, so is there anything else that you want to kind of touch upon or anything like that?
Yeah, I wanted to actually show
Start
you this.
Start talking about things that question people's reality. They're going to get mad. They're going to get frustrated. It's kind of like the Matrix. You know, when anybody can become an agent of the Matrix. Or like in Inception, you know, when they start realizing that somebody's changing the dream or altering the reality and they turn on them and they attack them. That's exactly what the fuck is happening. So you gotta understand that you can't force knowledge on nobody. You have to want to see the truth. Mm-hmm. That's the only way somebody's gonna see the truth is if they want to see it.
Yeah, and that's Brother Bob, B.O.B., the rapper that, you know, it's funny because you don't hear him that much on the radio no more. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because he's very into that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just awakening people and stuff like that. So it's funny. Like, I know, you know, they basically pulled his card after having that big hit with Bruno Mars. You know what I'm saying? Nothing on you. So, yeah, that's so talk about that. Why did you what resonates with you?
Yeah. So what I actually wrote in the I wrote a I can only plant the seed. It's your job to water the plant, which is funny. Yeah, because mm-hmm. I said that earlier. I was like, it's your job to see the truth and it's your job to do your research. All I do is expose you to reality, but that is all that I can do because that is all that I can do. Like, I can't, like, I want to help. But if your heart is not open and your mind is not open to receiving the, you know, whatever knowledge it is that I'm exposing you to, like, you know, you're limiting how much I can help you.
Yeah.
You know, so which is one of the reasons why one of the things that I wanted to do in the center was like meditation and yoga and like and things like that, you know,
yeah.
kind of like spiritual talk, you know, so that way we can do this with like with other people, kind of like guide them and help them. But
that was deep, man. I like, you know, it's funny because I went to I'm not a big fan of his music. I just the sound. I don't know. There's a couple songs he has or whatever, but. I went to go see him at Toad's Place in New Haven where they always have artists. And it wasn't because of his music. It was because of his message. You know what I'm saying? So it was cool. He, you know, he did his thing. He sung and everything. And But he would talk to the crowd and he would spit them gems and that knowledge and stuff. So, yeah, the dude is definitely on some other shit. You know what I mean? Waking the people up. And because of that, I feel they kind of shut him down a little bit. You know what I mean? They silenced him. Well, he's still an artist traveling and he has his fan base, but he was at one point at the pinnacle, big star with Bruno out there. It was his song. Bruno was just on the hook, and now he's down there. And that's what they do. Like I said, I told you earlier, if they don't kill us, they assassinate our character.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I wanted to play something real quick. One of the things I have here on my soundboard that I think kind of fits with the whole message we're talking about.
I mean, everything we see is a false reality. It's like Big Brother, The Matrix, whatever you want to call it. While we're watching each other, they're watching us all the time.
And I played that before, and it's on the soundboard, so I play it here and there. And that's from a cartoon called The Boondocks. I don't know if you ever heard of The Boondocks. Mm-hmm. It's an amazing cartoon, you know, because they talk a lot about history, politics, things going on in the world, stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that really resonated with me. And we actually talked about it, you know, the false reality that they create for us. You know what I mean? Bob was just talking about that, B.O.B. You know, but it's coming to reality, all the stuff that, you know, the whole Matrix thing. And we were talking about that too. Remember the movie? Like, it was so important to the culture. And Keanu Reeves actually called it a documentary because there's so many things to learn from.
Exactly. Because, you know, maybe the way that we wake up is not the way that we wake up in the Matrix and stuff. You know, but that's what it is. You have to unplug and literally be reborn. And what they mean by unplugging is you have to let go, drop everything. Like, drop your job, drop your car, drop all the material shit, and follow the path that is going to lead you to actually, like, to where we are right now. And you're going to be way more successful. And guess what? When you actually make it to the top, you're going to make it to the top because it's going to happen. You know? You're going to make it to the top, and you're going to know that the center of it was all happiness. It wasn't no material shit. It wasn't whatever anybody else saw or whatever it was, you know?
Absolutely.
And, you know.
Likewise.
Yeah. And, like, you know, I've heard that so many times that, you know, this is like a false reality. But when you wake up, you can see. You know what I'm saying? Now you can tell. So now you have two options. You can do something about it, or you can't. You know,
Keep
or you
going.
Don't.
The red pill or the blue pill? Which one are you gonna take?
Which one do you want? You know what I'm saying? And you know, there is going to be a side that's going to be, you're going to have to work harder and you're going to have to do this. But then, like, it's like, again, like in the movie, you know, like at the beginning, it's really hard. But then it's just part of.
Yeah.
It's just part of
who you are.
It
becomes the motion. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's why the movie's so dope, because, you know, it shows you the reality. It shows him if he's going to pick the right path. Then it shows you him working and fighting.
To stay, pretty much, to
make himself better and the stuff around him better.
Be the better version of himself.
And then it shows him mastering himself, where he's fighting those bullets. He's just standing there, like, looking lost.
And it's like nothing. And that's how it is. Once you start walking on this path, whatever it is that you come across, whatever, like, bad shit it is that they want to put in your on your path, you're just gonna be like,
yeah, you know what?
Oh, look at that.
Brushes right off. And like we spoke about too, it's very hard to talk about these things with just. I don't want to say regular people, because we're all regular people. Just, I guess, the dormant, you know what I'm saying? The people that have not gotten there yet. Because everyone, I feel, well, not everyone gets to see it or wants to see it. So there's people that come to this earth, they land here, they die, and they, that's it. They don't know their purpose. And your purpose is to help, you know what I mean? If you see something wrong, your purpose is to help. No matter what you believe in, who you believe in, what book you follow, positivity is positivity. If you see something wrong, a fellow human being hurt or whatever, you're supposed to help.
So, man.
Just
like those homeless people, like they always get me, but I don't give them money.
I don't anymore either. I stopped doing that a long time ago.
I'm like, okay, are you hungry? Do you want something to drink? I'll get you something to drink, and you know, like I'll try to do that, because I've already been in the situation. Like, I have decided to take this path so serious that I'm like, all right, if God wants me to take this path, if this is what I am supposed to do, he's going to provide.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to die because he's not going to let me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. It's like you said, you know, when you take this type of path, you lose your job and all that. And, you know, it's not to sound drastic to the people. I mean, you know, you lose your job in a sense of you find something that you love.
Yes.
To keep feeding yourself and your family and paying the bills instead of working at a dead-end job where you feel like a slave.
Exactly.
Where your mind, you feel like you're already
a
mental
robot.
Slave. Yeah, yeah.
You're a robot.
So, yeah, just to clear that up, because some people will be like, what do you mean?
I couldn't
I just got to be a bum? Like, and it's sad that we got to explain that to some people, but, you know, not everybody's going to understand it. But, yeah, like, you know, it's just you start to do things to create your paradise that you deserve, but in a positive manner, you know what
exactly.
I mean. And with that said, I think we're gonna end the show, because I think it was a good show. I'm very happy you came up here. I'm happy to see that you're going through your things from the vegetarian stuff, you know, the whole knowledge thing, how you're taking that, you know, because we spoke about how you started, how I started earlier. And I appreciate you. That's why you're here. And thank you for doing that for the community, wanting to get that started. And real quick, can you just let the people know your social media? So just in case they want to contact you. I don't know. It's up to you. Your Facebook or Instagram.
And it's so complicated.
Yeah. It's all right. Just, if you got to spell it out, spell it out.
yeah. So, you know, and just in case, you know, again, my name is Claudia. On Facebook, it's just regular Claudia M. DeSalas. I'm probably like the only one with DeSalas with that last name like that. Yeah. DeSalas, you know, separated. And then on Instagram, I have like kind of like a weird Instagram name, but it's LOV, then BEAU. And SMRT, which is lovely, beautiful, and smart, but like all together in one
gotcha.
Word.
I was going to ask you about that eventually too. So, okay. I got it. Awesome. Well, Claudia, thanks again for being a part of this show.
It was my pleasure.
You know, I hope you keep doing what's driving you right now, because it's needed. We need it. Any positivity that can be put out there in this world right now is definitely needed. So thank you for that. Real quick, I just want to tell the interweblians, please, once again, GPN, search that on Facebook, Gorilla Podcast Network, Gorilla Podcast Network on Instagram. Follow us at Backyard Mecca, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You can email us, talk shit, send up some good things if you want at backyardmeccashow@gmail.com. And yeah, once again, please support the GPN. We got a lot of great shows about to start. We got a couple shows starting this month. And just tune in. My interweblians, thank you for the support. Thank you for being there. And once again, remember, if you could accumulate the thought in your mind, that means it is out there. And if it is out there, that just means you just got to go get that shit.
That's it.
Peace.
Tune in next week for another episode of the Backyard Mecca Show podcast.
Interweblians.